9:34, so I have a white female, probably about 30 years old. She's a biohazard, and she has literally been walking around sitting on every seat for the most part and getting them wet. So, and she won't get off the bus now.
Okay. Well, if she's moving around to every seat, is she, are all the seats wet or just a couple, and can you keep people out of it, or do we need to stop you and take you out of service?
Well, I saw a couple seats wet, and now she's moved a couple other times, so, I mean, I have, like, 15 people out here right now, so I can keep rolling if you want me to, and when we get down to North Terminal, you know, probably go out of service.
Can you ask her to stop moving around, or she's going to need to get off? Have you mentioned that to her?
Yeah, I spoke with her and tried to get her off. She refuses to get off, and she's kind of erratic. Yeah, she's a little crazy.
Okay. Well, can you keep people out of those seats that are wet? Can you, like, warn people as they come on, or do we need is that not going to be a possibility? Because if you can't keep people out of it, we got to take you out of service.
Well, I mean, I can just have them stand up the rest of the way.
All right, why don't you just tie up, and we'll have somebody come and get her off for you, and then we'll have your follower pick them up. Let's see here. Your follower is at 162, so just have everybody wait at your next stop, and I'll have them pick them up, minus the biohazard.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks.
All right. Once the supervisor gets her off, or she gets off on her own and everybody else does too, give me a ready for service and we'll send you probably to Powell to get a new bus or cleaned up.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
Stop in there at 116?
Yeah, I can go up to 112 if you need me to.
It doesn't matter to me. I just need to be able to tell the supervisor where to meet you.
I'll go to 112. That'll be easier for the other bus to pick people up.
All right. That'll work. 515.